And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. So Patricia Gentile has been fighting the good fight for us for a very long time. She is a CPA and a lawyer, and it's very rare to have a combination of that expertise and an insider to the IRS. She gets inside to the IRS where we all couldn't, and during COVID, she really did. And her expertise was so valuable, and her information was just so profound and powerful. And by the way, NewEnglandTaxRelief.com is her fabulous website. Before we begin, I just want to say one, we're going to talk about some of the scams and how do you find the right person to do your taxes. I have a couple of stories, horror stories. Patricia, you've heard them, and I have shared them on air. Years and years ago, I had this fabulous accountant, and I loved him. He was like the salt of the earth, so I thought. And then I just let him do everything. I never really got involved. And then one day, I got notices from the IRS. And I'm like, what is this all about? And his partner was very lame. And come to find out, he wound up having Parkinson's dementia and was not of his right mind. I was responsible, FYI, I was responsible for all of that, that years and years of my not watching over my personal information, not being attentive, not understanding the ramifications. So I just want people to understand, if you think you can use a bad tax person and preparer to get out of paying the IRS or to get out of the mess, and Patricia will tell you, doesn't happen. It's on your watch. It's your responsibility. So I just want to make that clear.
You know, Frankie, you brought up a great point. I'm covering today the IRS's quick tips for picking a tax pro. They issued this, they do this during tax season called IRS Tax Tips. I subscribe to it, and it's an electronic delivery. And one of the, you mentioned something here that was really interesting, and that is, these are tips for choosing a tax preparer, but you mentioned when the tax preparer situation changed like it did with your former CPA. However, the CPA in his office that became the managing actually CPA of the business, correct? Is that what happened?
Yes.
You didn't get notified that your the original founder of that CPA firm was no longer going to be doing your returns and who was going to take his place. And, you know, that became a whole different experience for you dealing with the gentleman who took over.
And it was, you know, it was not, because you were involved in some of the situations in the past, and it was not fun. Not fun at all.
No. So let me say here that without a doubt, you do need someone to prepare your tax return. There's various types of tax return preparers. There's certified public accountants. There's enrolled agents. And there's attorneys. And they are professionally credentialed. And so you definitely want to check out their credentials and qualifications of these tax return preparers. But also the other things, tips for choosing a tax professional, is their availability. You know, you found out that he was not available, but you found out because what? Nobody was answering your calls?
I can't remember the details, but yeah. And then when I found out that I could no longer work with this group and that they were not taking care of my best interest, they really weren't. And that was so disappointing and discouraging. And oh my God, it was a mess. It was an absolute mess. I tried to find another tax preparer. And a friend of mine gave me her friend who did it on the side, you know, one of these on the side people. So I went to the apartment, which was which should have been a tip off. Number one, it was public housing. So the Section 8 housing. And I walk in, and you have to understand my whole background is a holistic health show. And I walk into two obese people sitting and eating pastries.
Okay, so there is a lot of red flags there that this just didn't line up with what you thought.
Crumbs all over themselves. And I said, oh boy, what did I get myself into here? So I quickly exited the situation, and they couldn't help me anyway. It was too complicated. And, you know, this is too complicated. I wouldn't have wanted her anyway, because she was not a detailed person. You could see from the environment that I was in that this was not an office. This was not a desk. This was a house, and, you know, at best. So anyway, it was just a funny story, and finding it was hard to find the apartment. And oh my God, it was one of those days that you kind of scratch your head and
it goes back to the credentialed and qualified professionals, tax professionals I mentioned, enrolled agents, certified public accountants, and attorneys. They are regulated. They have to fulfill continuing professional education requirements. They have to go along with specifics. The Circular 230 and the Office of Professional Responsibility, these are IRS's publication and overseer office as to how they have to perform their due diligence and in preparing tax returns. But I want to mention here, because you're mentioning people that I wouldn't be surprised if they were called ghost tax return preparers. These are part of the IRS's Dirty Dozen tax scams. And by the way, at the end of February of last year, they issued it. And I'm looking forward to the end of this month when they issue their Dirty Dozen tax scams for 2026. But in this Dirty Dozen of 2025, they mentioned that dishonest tax preparers are, you don't trust a tax preparer who doesn't sign the return. That gets into a ghost tax preparer, return preparer definition. Falsifies tax information, puts your refund in their bank account, and requires you to pay in cash and doesn't give you a receipt. So if you hung out there long enough with the people you mentioned that you were following up on there, but then you turned and ran, which was a good idea, you might have found any of those situations out with them, how they were going to work with you. So most tax preparers provide outstanding and professional service. However, you've got to be careful of the shady tax professionals.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
Watch for the common warning signs. And for you, you just had these signs that just didn't align up with what you felt was going to be a good professional. And
and you know what's so interesting about all of this is that it was a dear friend that recommended. And the woman, you know, had been doing taxes professionally for years. And now she's like retired and on a fixed income and living in this housing situation. And but the point, though, is that she wasn't quite all there. And so it's really important to have that conversation with someone who's preparing. And if you're questioning their ability, their cognitive ability, you need to run quickly.
Well, so that was the second time you ran into that. Well, the first time you weren't aware of it on your former CPA, right?
So the first time I was not aware.
But this one was something.
This one
saw.
Was definitely not right. She was definitely not right. They were not right. They were just not right. Anyway, NewEnglandTaxRelief.com fighting the good fight, and now your radio show.
Yes, the Patty Gentile Show on WADK Saturday evenings at 6 p.m. Eastern Time and Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Nice. We'll be right back. I'm Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned. And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. So, Patricia Gentile, there are Bill of Rights, and I didn't know this until we started talking about this, Patricia, because most people do not realize. They think the IRS is the king and holds all the cards. We don't realize as consumers that we have a Bill of Rights. And when did the Bill of Rights come about? And tell us, how do we find the Bill of Rights and all of those things around the Bill of Rights?
Yeah, good question. Good questions there, Frankie. I believe the taxpayer Bill of Rights was published in on and around 1988. You can find them on the IRS's website, irs.gov, and in their search box, you type in taxpayer Bill of Rights. And so we all know that, you know, the first 10 amendments of the United States Constitution is called the Bill of Rights. Well, the IRS has put forth the Taxpayer Bill of Rights, and there's 10 of those as well. They're the cornerstone document that highlights the 10 fundamental rights taxpayers have when dealing with the IRS. And the IRS wants every taxpayer to be aware of these rights in the event they need to work with the IRS on a personal tax matter. Of course, being a taxpayer defense attorney myself, and I definitely know about these rights and make sure that they're always being exercised in every facet of my plan of resolution for my clients. So I want to start with the Taxpayer Bill of Rights number one, and it's the right to be informed. And the taxpayers have the right to know what they need to do to comply with the tax laws. They are entitled to clear explanations of the laws and the IRS's procedures in all tax forms, instructions, publications, notices, and correspondence. And they have the right to be informed of IRS decisions about their tax accounts and to receive clear explanations of the outcomes. That is a great, directive, no doubt about that. But it just doesn't happen as perfect as it sounds. And so you are entitled to be informed. You have that right to be informed, but you definitely want to talk to someone like myself who actually concentrates in taxpayer defense and resolution cases. When you get a notice and you don't understand what your rights are to respond, you can't even understand the notice, it's not really that clear to you, and maybe a tax form. This is also around the right to be informed about the laws, you know, the explanation of the laws and IRS procedure and all tax forms and instructions, not just notices and correspondence. And the IRS has publications on their website, irs.gov, that if people are doing their own returns right now, they're going to the form, the instructions of the forms they're using. They're going to maybe the IRS publications that are specialize about a specific tax topic that they have in their return.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you, before we go any further, is this year, every year there are nuances with the taxes. Is this year a little bit different than most years?
Oh, most definitely. Great question, because we have the One Big Beautiful Bill Act that went in effect. There was 330 pages of that act. about easily half of it was in the taxation area. And there, the provisions, some of the provisions are effective starting in this year, 2026, but most of them went into effect beginning January 1st of 2025. And I'll just throw something out there right away, a new schedule for the individual tax returns of Form 1040. You're filing a Form 1040, a new Schedule A-1, because that schedule actually provides where you're going to report if you qualify for any one of the new five tax provisions that everybody pretty much has heard about, which is the additional $6,000 senior deduction, the no tax on tips reporting, the no tax on overtime reporting, deduction of car loan interest. That's four. I'm missing something, but it'll pop in my mind, I'm sure. But there's five provisions, and you can look this schedule up on irs.gov. Schedule A-1, brand new schedule for all those five new provisions.
That's great information, everybody. One of the things that we will be doing and exploring in the next several weeks is talking about these Bill of Rights. There are things that, and we don't have a lot of time left, but there are things that people need to understand. The IRS will never come to your home and bang on your door and demand money right there. They will never call you and demand money and switch your bank account. There are things that are happening in certain parts of this country. It's really sad, some of the scams, and some of them have been successful.
We should actually have a segment about all the different scams, the different type of scams out there.
But what will the IRS do? They just notify you by letter? Is that all that they do?
No, the IRS, if you owe the IRS and they're sending you collection notices, you owe us, pay by, and it's gotten to a point that they can exercise enforcement collection action. They can show up at your door, but they have to produce a badge, an ID, and what they're going to do is discuss with you that you have a delinquent tax debt, you haven't responded to any of the notices, and they're going to come and visit. That being said, when you hire somebody like me as your power of attorney representative, I stand between you and the IRS, and they don't show up at your door. They contact me. Right. They also contact you by letter right along. For them to get to the point that they assign your collection case to a field agent, like a revenue officer.
This will be to be continued, because we're almost out of time. But for more information about everything Patricia Gentile, where do they go?
Oh, please go to my website, NewEnglandTaxRelief.com. Schedule a complimentary phone consultation with me if you have a question or you have a problem, please. Listen to the Patty Gentile Show live on Saturday evening at 6 p.m. on WADK. And also on my website is my podcast page with archives all my shows, but please, you can find my podcast, Fighting the Good Fight with Patricia Gentile, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Thank you so much, Patricia Gentile. Frankie Boyer, see you in just a moment. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.